during Sundance, I interviewed a couple of actors who were in a movie called First Date. And now, as it opens today at Landmark's Shattuck Cinemas, a place where I grew up going to movies in Berkeley and at the Tower Theater in Sacramento, and also on demand, it's a movie called First Date. And one of the co-directors, Manuel Crosby, is with us right now. Now, what was it like during the pandemic to shoot something and the almost like, you know, put it out piecemeal and now to finally get it into a theater?
Well, it's definitely an amazing feeling to finally have this movie done. We shot this movie we wrapped shooting just before COVID started. So fortunately, we were completely out of the woods on that. It did impact some of our post-production since our team was kind of spread out actually across a couple of different states. So there was kind of some delay there and a little bit of logistical challenges in figuring out how to collaborate remotely, but it all ended up working out. So we're really, really stoked with where it's all ended up.
Yay! I love it when people use the word stoked. Just not used enough.
Oh, good.
Anyway, Manuel, this is Jan Wall, and I haven't had a chance to see the film yet. Can you just tell me a little about it? Because First Date, I mean, I've had some bad first dates.
Well, hopefully you've never had one as crazy as this one. So it's about a kid named Mike who wants to take his crush, Kelsey, out on a first date. He buys his first car in order to do so, kind of at the pressure of his best friend, Brett. But his choice of vehicle actually lands him in a crazy night of trouble because the particular car which he ends up buying has a extremely checkered backstory and all kinds of unsavory people attached to it. So it's kind of like one of those one crazy night adventure stories. It gets pretty wild and out there, but it's a lot of fun.
And this is with some very young actors who were, you know, they had other jobs, and I think you guys filmed it up in Sac, right?
We filmed it in Valley Springs, California, which is about an hour east of Sac. And, everybody, including myself and my co-director, Darren Knapp, and the cast and crew, we were all working day jobs at the same time. So we were kind of filming around everybody's schedules and juggling that. And that was probably one of the biggest challenges of the production.
With these young actors, and you're the co-director, sometimes I get frustrated when I interview young actors and actresses because they don't seem to know anything about the past of Hollywood, and they're really great people, you know. Mm-hmm. The only person I ever met who actually wrote down all these names that I was throwing at him of great stars that he, you know, that he could learn about acting from is Matt Damon. He seemed to be interested. So, really interested. Do you find that these young people are easy to direct, or they want to learn, or what's your take on that?
Oh, yeah, they are absolutely really hungry to learn, and just, you know, they're sponges. They soak everything up. With Tyson Brown and Shelby Duclos, who are our two leads, this was the first feature film they had ever been in. So, you know, everything was brand new to them. You could see them, like, learning and growing as actors every day, and you know, they're going home and doing research on actors that they love and doing that, you know, study that you were talking about, the study of the craft. And it did help, too, that we had a few more experienced actors on the set who actually had pretty detailed scenes with them. For example, Jesse Jansen, he's another local actor, but he was probably the most experienced actor on the set. And he had some one-on-one scenes with those two young actors, and you could actually see how they were learning from him, even during the rehearsal. So it was really fun to kind of put them together and work with them. But I had a great time working with all the actors on the film. It was a real joy.
A couple more questions for Manuel Crosby, co-director of First Date. I say co-director because, as you mentioned, your buddy Darren Knapp did it with you. And, you know, believe it or not, every once in a while in sports, we'll have co-head coaches. I remember Liverpool Soccer Club had Gerard Houllier and Roy Evans, and that lasted about 2 months. So I know he's your buddy, but usually you need one chef. So what's it like with two chefs?
Well, in our case, it was actually very easy because of the way I think that we both kind of first of all, got into filmmaking, but also just, you know, our friendship. We bonded over the same movies. We have similar tastes, similar style. We had talked about this story a lot before shooting it, so we were kind of on the same page to begin with, and then it was really just a matter of, you know, dividing up responsibilities, and I kind of became, I guess, the lead communicator, if you will, kind of like, you know, filtering everything out to the cast and crew that needed to be done. And Darren was really focused on making sure the story continuity was being followed and things like that. But as far as, you know, how we kind of started making films, I mean, it was just a collaboration. We both kind of came from the DIY school of filmmaking, where you wear multiple hats anyway. So, you know, directing a film could also, you know, imply shooting it or, you know, doing the sound, your own grip. So it's kind of just like both of us had that background. So even on the kind of the toughest day, we knew that between the two of us, even if we had no additional help, we could shoot a scene. And I think that's kind of just why we sort of shared that title. It was never really much of an issue, to be honest.
You said you bonded, you and the director, you and the co-director bonded over certain mm-hmm. movies that you both loved. What would be a couple of those?
Oh, well, one of them is Robert Rodriguez's first movie, El Mariachi. We were both just really inspired by how he, you know, kind of put that together. We both love, you know, Tarantino stuff, Pulp Fiction, and you know, Reservoir Dogs, Jackie Brown, Coen Brothers movies. Even like, you know, Spielberg stuff, George Lucas, we're both huge Star Wars fans. So we kind of just had this instant bond over those types of movies. And we just had...
And finally, just one last question before I lose you. What did you edit on? I'm dying to know. How did you edit this movie?
We cut it in Adobe Premiere Pro. And I did the rough cut on my laptop by myself. But then... after that, we hooked up with another editor, Zach Becerro, who is in El Paso, Texas, and he collaborated with me to kind of tighten things up using the same program. And
you could do it all on the internet. Wow. It's so great because, man, back in my day when I was editing, it's nothing like that. So good for you. Good.
So
what a time.
Yeah, and I was thinking, too, that, you know, when you make something like this and you actually get people to get eyeballs on it, the actors, this can be a springboard for them, but it can be a springboard for you guys as well. So what's the reaction been like? And have people said, we like what we saw and we want you to do this?
Yeah, the reaction has been amazing. I mean, more people saw this movie than we ever thought. We never expected to get into Sundance. We never expected it would have such a huge audience. But, yeah, people have, you know, come calling. There's nothing I can talk about in great detail yet, but there are some things in the works that are really exciting, and doors have opened that I, you know, we only ever dreamed would open for us, especially off of our, you know, our first movie, which we made in our hometown. So it's really, really exciting, and we hope to have more coming your way soon.
That's Manuel Crosby, co-director of First Date, opening today at the Shattuck Cinemas in Berkeley in the Tower Theater up there in Sacramento, and on demand as well. You can go to firstdatethemovie.com for more information. Manuel, congratulations, and thanks for
stopping by. Congratulations.
Thank you so much for having me.